I saw the first trapped miner lifted to safety live on television. What a great inspirational moment for the world, which is gripped by conflict and fear and animosities and hatred and xenophobia. For a brief moment, it seemed like the entire world was united in warm feelings for each other. From the beginning, faith was a central component of this saga of the Chilean miners. Chile is a largely Roman Catholic country. The miners and their families are mostly religious people. Prayer was a daily ritual of the families above ground, gathered at the rescue site, and below ground, the miners prayed every day. They all testified later that their faith carried them through their ordeal. One miner said there were 34 of us down there, the 33 of the miners, and the additional force, the 34 of us, because God never left us, he said. Another felt that he said that God and the devil were struggling for his soul and God prevailed. Now, any religious person can identify with the miners and their families and recognize the force of which they speak. Jonah recognized this force trapped in the belly of the fish. In my trouble, I called out to you, God, and you answered me. From the belly of the underworld, I cried out, and you heard my voice. You cast me into the depths. I thought I was driven away out of your sight. I sank to the base of the mountains. The bars of the earth closed upon me forever. You brought my life up from the pit when my life was ebbing away. The author of one of the great Psalms spoke of it too. Mima makim keraticha Adonai. Out of the depths, I call unto you, O God. Listen to my cry. Let your ears be attentive to my plea for mercy. Jacob, too, in his moment of loneliness, fear, and agitation, recognized the feeling that the miners were describing. That overwhelming sense that there is more to life than what we see, that God is in this place somehow, somewhere. We read, and Jacob fled for his life, for his brother Esau intended to kill him. And at the edge of the land of Israel, he lay down to sleep, and he dreamt of a ladder set upon the earth with its top towards the sky, and the angels of God were ascending and descending. Behold, said God, I am with you. I will guard you wherever you go, and I will return you to this place. For I will not forsake you until what I have spoken will be done. Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely God is in this place, and I did not know it. Some Jewish commentators understood Jacob's exclamation, God is in this place, not literally, but metaphorically. The glory of God is in this place. This place is more conducive to sensing the vision of the prophecy. So I understand the miners and their families, and I get what they were seeking to describe. I recognize the kernel of faith that is at the core of their convictions, even though their rhetoric and their religious trapping might be different. From the depths, they cried out in a desperate plea, save me! But no one heard. No one could hear. They were swallowed up inside the belly of the earth. But the glory of God was in that place, metaphorically, if not literally. That place was more conducive to prophetic vision. Now, you know, to be clear, faith may have sustained the miners and their families, but it was technology that delivered them. The remarkable, really, when you think about it, the remarkable mobilization by the Chilean government of the forces of science, geologists, engineers, medical personnel, these were what, in the end, delivered the miners from their prison. Emily Dickinson wrote a magnificent one-sentence poem in the 19th century. Faith is a fine invention when gentlemen can see, but microscopes are prudent in an emergency. Science discovered the trapped miners. Modern medicine kept them alive. And technology rescued them. But I recognize what the miners were describing, and I resonate to that. When the rescue capsule broke through the last layer of rock and reached them, they must have felt like Jacob. God is in this place. And I did not know it. And that capsule, that is the ladder to heaven. And whatever they might have believed, I resonate with Jewish commentators. The glory of God is in this place. From this place, one can sense the miracle of life and our human potential for good much more strongly. From this prison, the blessings of freedom are perceived much clearer. From this dark, harsh place, the gentle healing of the sun is better understood. From this place, we can perceive the greatness of the human spirit. From this place, our faith has been restored. From this place, the value of our lives has been magnified. And I didn't know it before. I didn't look at my fellow human beings in quite the same way before. I've never felt so alone and yet so protected before. I felt that God and the devil were wrestling for my soul and that God prevailed. Any religious Jew recognizes this sentiment immediately. Vayivater Yaakov levado, vayavek ish imo ad ha-shachar. And Jacob was all alone in the dead of night, and a force wrestled with him until the break of day. And at daybreak, the man said to Jacob, "Let me go, for dawn is broken." And Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Imagine how the miners must have felt when the first rescue worker emerged from the capsule. "I have wrestled with God throughout this ordeal, and God has blessed me with your presence." You know, the power of another person's belief creates in us a sense of wonder and security. If we are open to it, even if we construct a different religious approach with different customs and a different language, the faith of others inspires us. Underneath all of the layers of society, underneath all of our modern science and technology, there is still the human being and there is still the human drama. Underneath the Blackberries and the cell phones and the iPhones and the computers, underneath all of this, I'm still here. There's still life itself. There is still the miracle of human existence. That's why people search for faith. That's why they yearn to discover something else. We do not want to be alone. We want to believe that there is something else, some greater meaning to our lives. I feel that part of the despondency and the emptiness of modern life is caused by our nagging fear that people have ceased to believe in anything. We just simply don't believe in anything anymore. If you do not believe, you cannot tell stories. You cannot understand Abraham in this week's parasha, Lech Lecha, the man who leaves everything because he believes he's called. If you do not believe, there are no miracles. You cannot even use that word. It's all human, all chemistry, all biology, all equations, all technology, at best mere coincidence. There's no such rhetoric as miracle. If you do not believe, you must rely solely on your intellect. A very questionable proposition nowadays, in a world where so much is unknown. It was human intellect, human reason, that generated not only breakthroughs, but breakdowns in society. We have reasoned ourselves into murder, mayhem, torture, ethnic cleansing, genocide. We're so smart that we have persuaded ourselves that others are beneath us, vermin that can be exterminated. If you do not believe, you are forfeiting one of the most powerful tools at our disposal to explain our brief sojourn on earth. Allow yourselves to be inspired. Allow the energy of life and the mystery of life to penetrate you. Do not wait until you're trapped underground. Do not tarry until you endure illness, loss, tragedy, and disappointment. Keep working on yourself. Even in good times, Develop that spark underneath all of the technology that most of us still have. Buried under an avalanche of technology and science, do not allow the skepticism of modern life to deprive you of that which is fundamental to human nature. All of these technological advancements of society, they are not intended to replace the human being, but to enhance the human experience. Do not let technology do all the work for you today. It cannot. You're not going to find the secret and elixir of life on Google. And so even for us, even if we ponder this, we who are the most educated, the most technologically advanced people in the history of the world, even we can recite the blessing for the miracle of the deliverance of those minors. In the words of the Hallel prayer that we recite on every festival, the pangs of death encircled me, the agony of the grave seized me, I was in distress and sorrow. Out of my distress and from the depths of my despair, I called upon God, and God answered me by setting me free. God is with me. I have no fear.